practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio on this Sunday, May the 28th, 2023, for a very, very special program. Tomorrow is Memorial Day 2023, and we feel that it's very important here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona for us to be patriotic. And so we are going to be having a patriotic program today in honor of Memorial Day and in honor of all of those who have given their lives for the freedoms that we hold dear here in the United States of America. Therefore, it's very appropriate that we begin today's program with our national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still
I love America. I've had the opportunity to travel to over 35 nations of the world to do mission work. And I love those nations. And every one of the nations on the face of the earth have their strengths and their weaknesses and their beauty. But I'm always thankful when I come back to the United States of America. I'm thankful for the nation that we have. I'm thankful for the geography that we have. I'm thankful for the Constitution that we have. I'm thankful for the biblical basis that we have. And I realize that we are living in a time when many people are doing what they can to take away so many of the foundational principles of our nation. And I believe that it's up to you and me, Christians, those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, to stand firm upon the biblical principles upon which this nation was founded. Keep in mind, it's God who brought this country together. And I believe that he brought this country together for two reasons. Number one, to promote the gospel around the world. And we've done that down through the years. And secondly, to stand with and support the nation of Israel, which up until this period of time, we've done as well. And so I love America. I love the foundational principles upon which she was founded. And I'm so very, very thankful that God has placed me here in the United States of America. I love our flag. When I travel from country to country, many times you will see the American flag flying, and I love to see it fly. I've often said to people that when you look at the American flag, it looks like it's just smiling back at you. Do you know what I mean? Take a look at the American flag today and see how much joy it basically portrays from its very presence. And there's no better flag in the world. Many countries have beautiful flags, but I love the flag of the United States of America. And therefore, I think it would be appropriate for us today to say the Pledge of Allegiance. I don't know where you are right now. I don't know what you're doing right now. But if you can pledge allegiance to the flag along with me, I would invite you to do so. And if there's a flag near you, there's one right here in my studio, I would encourage you to stand and salute it if you are a military individual or a veteran. And if you're not a veteran, put your right hand on your heart and stand as we say the Pledge Allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. That's our pledge, the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. And you know, we are one nation under God. Certainly one nation means that we are made up of many, many people. We are living in a time when, unfortunately, our borders are opened and people are coming into this country illegally. I welcome people into the United States of America so long as they come together legally, come into this country legally, because the United States of America is made up of many, many individuals. We are many people, one nation, made up of 50 states, and certainly it's important that we do what we can to maintain that unity. And we have had that unity down through the years because we are one nation under God. God really is the founder of America. He's the one who brought our country together. If it were not for God, there would be no United States of America. And so we can thank God for what we have in this nation. And we are indivisible. As we focus on God, we cannot be divided. But it's when we take our focus off of God that this nation is divided. And so today, we live in a country that in many ways is divided. It's up to those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ to do everything that we can to bring unity back into our country under God, maintaining biblical principles, promoting the Judeo-Christian ethic that made our nation great. You have that responsibility and privilege if you know the Lord. I have that responsibility and privilege as I know the Lord, and it's important that we do it, that we might be able to maintain the concept of one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I love America, and I love our flag. And today at Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, we are going to be having a patriotic theme in our morning service at 10:30, and I would invite you to come on out and to participate. Certainly one of our missionaries, Brother Dewey Whitfield, is going to be speaking, but we will be having a patriotic emphasis on this Memorial Day in order to remember those who have given their lives for our nation. We have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30, and our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And truly, we would invite you to come on out and to be a part of our gathering today. I might also mention that every Wednesday night at 6:30, we have our children and youth ministry, and then, of course, at 7 o'clock, we have our prayer meeting and Bible study. But today, the point of emphasis is going to be on the greatness of our nation as we remember those who have given their lives for our country. Think about it. Down through the years, there have been over 1 million people. In fact, the latest statistic I have says that there are more than 1.1 million men and women who've given their lives for our nation. That's why we have Memorial Day, and that's why we are celebrating Memorial Day today on this radio program. When you study the history of Memorial Day, you will find that Memorial Day is an American holiday that's observed on the last Monday of May, honoring the men and women who died while serving in the United States military. Memorial Day 2023 is tomorrow, May the 29th. And I trust that you'll do what you can to honor those who have given their lives for our country. Tomorrow in downtown Altoona, if you happen to live here in central Pennsylvania, there will be a Memorial Day parade at 10:30. Our church is going to be having a van in that parade. And I trust that you'll come out and participate as well to remember those who've given their lives for our nation. Now, you may know this, but I'll remind you anyway that originally Memorial Day was known as Decoration Day, and it originated in the years following the Civil War and became an official federal holiday in 1971. And many Americans observe Memorial Day by visiting cemeteries or memorials, holding family gatherings, and participating in parades. And really, they say it unofficially marks the beginning of summer. But today, thank God for what we have in this nation. Thank God for those who have given their lives for our country. And Father, we do thank you for what you've done in bringing our nation together. And today, we do want to thank you for every man and woman who gave their lives for the freedoms that we hold dear to us here in the United States of America. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Here's another song I love, and I'm sure you do as well. It's entitled, America the Beautiful.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesties above the fruit. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Passion stress, a thoroughfare for freedom meet across the wilderness. America, America, God mend thine every flaw, confirm thy soul in self-control, thy liberty. Their country loved, and mercy more than life. America, America, may God thy gold refine, till all successes be nobleness, and every gain divine.
From the spiritual breadbox of the Word of God, we turn to Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 34. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 34, where the Word of God says, "Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." That's from the Spiritual Bread Box of the Word of God, Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 34. And now before I deliver a message on Memorial Day and who we should remember, let's listen to the Armed Forces medley. I think it's very appropriate for us to listen to this medley as it talks about the different branches of our armed force. When you hear your particular armed force mentioned, a particular branch of the military in which you served, if indeed you are a veteran, maybe you can just raise your hand. But please know that we honor you. We thank you for what you've done for the United States of America. And even though Memorial Day is the day in which we remember those who've given their lives for our freedoms, every one of you who have served in the military down through the years, we're willing, every one of you, we're willing to give your life for our country. So we want to honor you today through the Armed Forces Medley. And truly, for each and every one of you who has served in the armed forces down through the years or are currently serving, we thank God for you. We thank you for your service. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have not served in the military, when you go around doing your daily activities, if you see somebody who you know has served in the military, thank them. I make it a practice from time to time. Well, all of the time, I will say. Every time I see somebody with a hat on that indicates to me that they've served in the military, I will go up to them and thank them for their service. But what I also do from time to time, if I see somebody sitting at a restaurant and they have a hat on that indicates that they've served in the military, I will buy their meal for them. I don't do that all of the time, but I do that from time to time just to express my appreciation for what they've done. My wife and I are very thankful for the fact that our son Tom is a lieutenant colonel in the United States Army. In fact, currently he is serving as a professor up at West Point, and soon will be having another assignment given to him down at Fort Benning, Georgia. But we're very, very thankful unto God for our son Tom, as well as all who are in the military. So when you get the opportunity to thank somebody who is currently in the military or who has served in the past, please do it. And tomorrow, if you go to the Memorial Day Parade downtown Altoona, you'll certainly have the opportunity of seeing many people. Thank them for what they've done, because you see, they are the ones who fought for our freedoms. But this is Memorial Day weekend. Tomorrow is Memorial Day, and we asked the question, who should we remember? Well, I've got four thoughts to give to you very briefly today. Number one, we should remember those who have given their lives for America. I mentioned earlier that at least 1.1 million people have died for our freedoms in the United States of America. That includes, for instance, 4,435 from the Revolutionary War, 2,260 from the War of 1812, 498,332 from the Civil War. In World War I, 116,516 gave their lives for us. In World War II, 405,399 gave their lives for our freedoms. In the Korean War, 54,246 died for our freedoms. In the Vietnam War, 90,220 have died for our freedoms, or did die for our freedoms. And then as we look at the global war on terror, over 7,000 people have died. Many have died for our freedoms here in the United States of America. Let's not forget them. Let's remember them. That's what Memorial Day is all about. Secondly, we need to remember those who have volunteered to serve in the armed forces. Now, certainly not everybody who has volunteered or even drafted when we had the draft gave their ultimate for our freedoms. We know that, you know that, I know that. But when they entered into the particular branch of the military in which they served, they were willing to give their lives. They were willing to lay their life on the line for the freedoms that we hold dear to us here in the United States of America. And so let's remember all of those who have served. And that's why I said just a moment ago, when you see somebody that you know has served, go up to them, thank them, say thank you for what you've done, for being willing to fight for the freedoms that we have here in the United States of America. Thirdly, remember the Gold Star families. Remember those families who gave the ultimate with one of their children or family members who died in the armed forces, who died perhaps in a war, or who died otherwise serving our country. We have a number of them here in the Blair County area, and as many of you probably know, from time to time, we've had special services here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona to honor our Gold Star families. Stop to think of what they gave for our freedoms. I know, as I said a moment ago, Nancy and I have a son, Tom, who's in the military. He was a special operations officer. He truly was one who was on the front lines many times. He was a ranger, is a ranger. And he, over the years, had the opportunity to be at various parts of this world, fighting terror mainly. We didn't even know where he was. And the thought that he could have been taken at any time was always on our mind. But so far, up to this point of time, the Lord has allowed him to live. But many of you are members of the Gold Star families today. And we want to remember you, and we want to thank you for what you've done in giving an ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms here in America. And then finally, it's important for us to remember that the Lord Jesus Christ died to give his life for every one of us. That's what it's all about. In the book of Romans chapter 5, in verses 6 through 8, we find these words where it says, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And truly, on this particular weekend, and particularly tomorrow, we want to remember those who have given their lives for our freedoms. But let's also remember that the Bible says we've all sinned and have come short to the glory of God, and that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus gave his life for us on the cross. He died. He was buried. He rose again on the third day, so that through faith in him, we might have the forgiveness of sins and everlasting life. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, I would encourage you today to call upon the name of the Lord, ask him to save you, and he will. And then contact us here at the church, and we'll send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. But dear Christian, remember what Jesus has done for you. It was for you that he died. Well, I trust and pray that you'll have a great Memorial Day weekend. Thank God for America and for those who've given their lives for our country. Until I greet you once again by way of radio, I am Pastor Gary Dull, the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, saying, God bless you. Keep looking up. Remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen. Amen indeed.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.